This next role play is not found in your workbook. Listen carefully to see how the Sandler trained salesperson handles the following prospect. This role play is a phone call from a tough prospect who's calling in response to a business newspaper advertisement.
Ring, ring, ring.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this the ABC company?
Yes, it is. Good morning. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Rick Randall. I'm president of ABC Widgets Company.
Good morning, Rick.
Yeah, good morning. I won't keep you. I don't have a lot of time this morning, but I was just thumbing through the business journal.
Yes, sir.
Well, actually, I was looking at it last week and just decided to kind of give you a call. I saw your ad.
Okay. What was it about the ad that caught your eye?
Well, we're just looking for some new ideas and some new ways to increase our productivity, and I just wanted to give you a call to see if you could send me some information.
Okay. I'd be happy to do that. What was it about increasing in those areas that was of a concern to you?
Well, another parent company of ours on the West Coast has been using a little bit of what you guys have there. I don't know a lot about it, but I just thought if you could send me some information, I could look it over. Maybe you can call me back, and maybe we can go from there.
Okay, makes sense to me. Is it, when you say send you information, is there anything in particular that you would like to see that might be important to you?
Well, not so much about your company, but maybe some of the latest techniques, procedures, those kinds of things that you have that maybe you've helped other people maybe, you know, increase their productivity,
okay,
time, those kinds of things, just
okay,
so I have a better understanding and idea of your business.
Okay, I appreciate that.
To see
that.
If you can even help us.
Well, and I'm not sure I can. The problem that I've got is you'll never be able to determine whether or not I can help you from my brochure, because that's not in there. If there were a way that you and I were going to get together, if this is a big enough concern to you, and we were going to schedule an appointment on our calendars, how would we go about doing that? Or is that not possible?
I'd be happy to do that, but really, my process is normally I'd like to at least see something, have it sent to me, let me look at it, and
okay,
then at the end of that particular time, you know, like I said a moment ago, we can get back
okay
together. I'd be happy to see you then.
Can I ask you a question without upsetting you?
Sure.
It kind of sounds like you don't want to meet with me.
No, I just was looking for some information, really, and
okay,
I really don't have any time to meet with
okay
you right now.
Okay. See, my problem is I just don't really have much in the way of information to send you that's going to help you at all. If you did have some interest, and it's kind of sounding to me now like you don't, but if you did have some interest, about the only way we'd ever be able to determine whether or not there's a fit is for you to invite me over. We're going to spend 45 minutes chatting. End of that conversation, one of two things would happen. You tell me no, I don't see any way in the world you can help me, I'll leave, I'm fine with that. Or we determine what the next step would be together, and I'm not sure what that would be at this point.
Yeah, well, we're 2 hours away from you. You know, if you're the same company that's been working with the parent company out on the West Coast,
right,
Boy, I'm not going to be able to get with you this week or even next. We're going to have
okay
to put this baby out, this appointment out, for maybe at least another 3 weeks.
That's fine. Can I ask you a question?
I'll tell you what. Yeah, go ahead.
It kind of sounds like you're afraid of inviting me in because of either a previous experience you've had or you're afraid of some sales thing that's going to happen to you when I'm there. I mean, am I hearing that?
No,
right?
That's not it.
What is it, Rick?
I'd be happy to go ahead and schedule the appointment with you, but in the meantime, just go ahead and send me some information so I've got it by the time you get here. That'll help me with some of my questions.
Okay. And if I sent you a letter confirming the appointment, would that be sufficient?
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. Is your calendar handy or don't you keep it?
Sure, just a minute. Let me grab it.
All right. What day
okay
are you looking at?
Wednesday.
Yeah.
I like to start early, but I've got a meeting at 7:30, about 10.
10? Yeah. Okay. You don't ever eat breakfast, do you?
Oh, sure.
Would that work for you, maybe?
What, that morning?
Yeah.
Early?
Yeah. You said you started early.
Well, it'd have to be 6:30.
I'm fine with that if you are.
That'll work for me.
Okay. So 6:30 at the Waffle House?
That's fine. Let's just go ahead and book the appointment. I'll have some more questions for you, and then we can decide what to do next.
Okay. To give you kind of an idea of what's going to happen at this appointment and to make sure you're comfortable with it, I'm going to have to ask you a lot of questions to really understand your situation, and I want to make sure you're comfortable with that. I'll probably have a lot more questions than you ever thought I would. So are you okay and comfortable with that?
Sure.
You are going to have a lot of questions of me. I can tell that right now. I want to make sure that they're all addressed and answered before you're made any kind of a decision. typically at the end of that meeting, we're going to know whether or not there's enough fit here to move to the next step. I'm not sure what that would look like right now. We're also going to know whether or not there isn't a fit. And if there's not, you tell me no. And I want to make sure you're okay with that, because we're not right for everyone, and we may not be right for you. Would you be comfortable telling me no?
I'm okay with that.
Okay. A lot of people say that, but
no,
when
I mean
it comes time, they just don't want to hurt my feelings.
No problem.
Would you be comfortable if I told you no, I can't help you?
Absolutely.
All right.
Fine. I'd expect that.
Okay. So it's going to be what time now?
6:30.
6:30 next
Wednesday morning
at the Waffle House.
Right.
And I'll see you there.
Absolutely.
Should maybe I call you Tuesday afternoon to just kind of jog your memory?
No, I've got it right here.
Okay. And I will see you there, and I will send out the confirmation letter that I promised you.
Fine.
We'll see you then.
Take care.